Love Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
This is All About Wine, the talk show dedicated to the wine industry since 2009. Featuring winemaker, cellar master, vineyardist, and tasting expert, Ron.
Basically, what we're trying to do on this program is just trying to educate people and trying to make wine less confusing and more friendly.
From coast to coast and around the world.
You know, we really have had some neat people on the program. I love that.
Post your questions and comments during the live show on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/allaboutwinebtr. Again, that's www.facebook.com/allaboutwinebtr. And now, All About Wine is on. Here's Ron.
All right. Okay. They're happy because the humidity's down and no rain, and it's just classic, wonderful Florida fall evening here. So,
have you had to break out your coat yet? Because it got down to low 70s.
Of course. We're already, 2 weeks into autumn here. Of course, the coat and
autumn.
Yeah, it's just, it's getting prepared for it. Actually, my daughter-in-law posted a picture on Facebook of the fireplace going in their house this morning.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm going, she said, well, we were all cold last night, this morning. It got down to 68, I think, around where they were. So they were cold and little thing. And it wasn't just like a little small fire. I mean, this was roaring in the picture. You're going, oh, come on. it's beautiful. You call it Chamber of Commerce weather. This is where the Chamber of Commerce says, come to Florida. We got beautiful weather. And people come down here and they experience the 2 or 3 days of this. And they go, oh, we need to move to Florida. And then Sunday I was out and I saw love bugs. And
already?
Yes. Already. It's the end of September, 1st of October, so it's about time. But yeah, I saw love bugs, and I'm going, oh no, that time of year.
Yeah, that's worse.
Yeah, and with all the rains we've had, it might be a bumper crop this year. Who knows? So.
A pun or what? You're talking about love bugs, and with all the rain we had, it could be a bumper crop.
No pun intended, but I'll take credit.
Take it all over your windshield and your hood and your bumpers and
yeah, bumper.
A bumper crop.
Bumper crop. Yeah. Like I say, no pun intended, but I will take credit. There you go. All right. Thank you.
That was good.
Let me see. Let me go see if Amanda has said anything to me. Nope, she hasn't, so I guess she's ready.
Okay.
She has.
We do have a guest for tonight, and hopefully.
Hopefully. She's supposed to be calling in on us, and yesterday, I told her to see you tomorrow night, so she should be contacting us. Although we have had guests, this I say, one of the things that with having guests call us, it sometimes slips their minds, and I don't fault them for it. But our guest tonight is Amanda Goodwin, who is the founder of National Orange Wine Day and Virtual Orange Wine Week. And I really wanted to get her on tonight because Virtual Orange Wine Week is from October the 5th through the 10th, and National Orange Wine Day is October the 6th. And since today is the 1st, it is coming up this next week, and that's why I'd like to, why we invited her on today to be able to promote and talk about the whole thing. And we are booked up for the next month here with guests. We have a bunch of guests coming up for you over the next month. We have Wine and War, which is next week, the directors of a movie called Wine and War. It's about making wine in Lebanon during a war conflict. And so that should be interesting. And then the 15th, our guest is going to be Jim Loughran, I believe it's pronounced. I want to say Loughran, but he said it's Loughran. Oh, it looks like we might have Amanda on, just called in there. Let me go see if that is her and bring her in. Hello, Amanda. Welcome to All About Wine.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it is a pleasure. I was getting a little concerned. It was a few minutes there, and I'm going, oh, please don't forget. if we miss you this week, it pretty much wipes out the promos for your National Orange Week. We have here Amanda Gavone, like I was telling you. She is the founder of National Orange Wine Day and Virtual Orange Wine Week. She is also the media producer of The Real House Wine. That's House Wine, W-I-N-E. She started that in 2018. And we're going to actually let Amanda talk a lot here and tell us about her background, how she got to be The Real House Wine, and also about National Orange Day and Virtual Orange Week. So, go, Amanda. Tell us how all this came about.
Oh, all right. Well, I started blogging, very, very innocently, just as like a hobby with a friend in 2017. And about a year in, she decided that it really wasn't for her, and she left. And then at that point, I underwent like a total rebranding process. I renamed the blog. I made a new website. I redid all the social media channels, and The Real House Wine was born.
Oh.
And pretty much, like, I write, I produce video content. I interview people in the wine industry, like on video format. I have done some consulting on the side for social media for, a restaurant and a few other people. So I have a lot of hats that I wear. event production, things like that. And that's pretty much the house wine side of it.
And that's been since when in 2018? Early, mid, late?
July of 2018.
So about the middle of 2018, you said that, so. Oh, very good. So it's been 2 years now, over 2 years you've been doing that. Is that a podcast weekly, or what is your schedule on that?
It's not a podcast. I don't pod. I should, right? I feel like everybody pods now. No, I'm not a podcaster. I don't really have a great schedule right now because of Virtual Orange Wine Week, but I usually under ordinary circumstances, I post about like a few times a week, maybe like three times a week. And then whenever I feature a wine or a producer, I always make sure that these producers have some level of commitment to environmental sustainability, natural or organic vineyard practices. To me, that is of the utmost importance.
Oh, very good. Yeah, that's a good thing. We've talked to quite a few over the years. We've talked to a lot of different wineries that are really into the environmental sustainability and biodynamic and organic, all that areas and all. So there's quite a few out there, and it's becoming, the biodynamic movement seems to be becoming stronger and stronger every year. So I think it's a good cause myself, and I'm glad to see that you're promoting that also. That's, you know, people become aware of it and they start looking for that stuff. Do you
exactly?
So it is a blog that you do then?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. I have a blog. So it's www.therealhousewine.com.
Okay.
And then, of course, I have the other webpage, which is my national Orange Wine Day webpage, which is a whole other animal.
And that's what we're going to get into now. National Orange Wine Day. October 6th was originally started, and all of a sudden, boom, it's now a virtual Orange Wine Week. Tell us how Orange Wine Day started. Well, actually, describe to everyone what orange wine is.
Orange wine is not, in this context anyway, is not wine made from the orange fruit. It's white wine grapes that have essentially been treated as if they are red wine grapes, meaning that the grape skins maintain contact with the juice during the fermentation process. So whenever you're drinking, let's say, a regular old Pinot Grigio or Sauvignon Blanc or a Chardonnay, more times than not, the skins are pressed off extremely early and there's no contact with the juice that ferments. So when you're drinking a regular old white wine, you're drinking fermented grape juice. But when you're drinking a red wine or an orange wine, you're drinking grape juice that has had grape skin contact during the fermentation process.
All right, very good. Now, can any white wine be an orange wine? Can we have an orange Chardonnay, an orange Pinot Grigio, an orange Riesling? I mean, is it possible for any white wine to become an orange wine if made that way?
Theoretically, yes. Some showcase better with skin contact than others. For example, the grape Ribolla Gialla, that showcases absolutely beautifully with skin contact. So that's like an example where it really shows nicely. But, you know, a lot of it depends on the terroir and the vineyard practices. You know, there's some non-organic or non-biodynamic orange wine producers out there. And then there's some who are like, I would say like 90% are like biodynamic, organic on some
level. Really?
A lot of them are. And orange wine has a tendency to fall under that natural wine bubble. Again, they're not all the producers are, but many of them are.
Well, that's funny. I'm seeing a lot lately. I do a lot of research and look at a lot of wine stuff and articles. I'm seeing a lot more mentioned about orange wine and different things popping up here and there about orange wine. But I never realized that it was such a slanted toward biodynamic or organic style until you just mentioned that. Is the reason because of what? I mean, what causes that?
I can't tell you one reason, but I have a theory.
That's good.
I think, my theory is, I don't know if you've ever heard of Jasko Grosvenor and Radican and those guys over in the Friuli region of Italy, but Jasko Grosvenor was a winemaker, just like his father was. And he basically originally used to think, you know, bigger is better. I want it, you know, I want all this expensive machinery and everything. And on a trip to California, he was learning kind of like the American, the California way of like making wine. And then after that trip, quoted as having said, "Now I know exactly how not to make wine." And he just like rebelled. He completely rebelled. And he got rid of all of his mechanized equipment. He went across to the country of Georgia, bought traditional Georgian quevries, which are large clay earthen vessels. They call them amphoras in Greece, and they're buried under the ground. And then the top is open and they're lined with beeswax. And that was the fermentation vessel of choice because that's the most traditional. And he rejected pesticide use and he rejected a lot of those industrial wine practices. And he's biodynamic. He truly does believe in the rhythms of the stars and the moon, the full moon tonight.
When
to plant. Yeah, when to plant and when to prune and all that stuff. So I think because he is credited with starting this movement, along with Radican as well, who's a neighbor of his, I think that's why a lot of other winemakers kind of copied this, and it was just a trickle-down effect from there.
Oh, yeah. We've talked quite a bit on the show here over the years about biodynamic, and we've talked to different wineries that are biodynamic, and it's a completely different movement. And actually, organic and biodynamic, and I'm trying to think that they've joined together to form one organization. We talked to one of the directors, the head director of that, just, you know, within the past month and a half or so. And, they said that the movement of biodynamic is really moving forward. It's become so popular, and I think because of biodynamic and orange wine and stuff like that, we might see a big boost, a big jump in the orange wine out there. I'm seeing more and more of it. And that could be why. So, well, okay, I'm thinking out loud here. So.
And that's why you're a radio host.
Yeah. So Orange Wine Day, October 6th, now before it became Orange Wine Week or Virtual Orange Wine Week, Orange Wine Day. Why did you decide to do an Orange Wine Day? That seems like a odd thing to pick up on.
Yeah, sure. I would agree with that. So the story goes, one night, I was maybe one or two glasses of wine in, maybe, and I was just noticing that there was all these wine holidays, right? Like Rosé Day, Chardonnay Day, Pinot Noir
Cabernet
Day,
Sauvignon
Red
Day,
Pinot Noir Day,
and on and on,
exactly, yeah. Prosecco Day. I mean, you name it. It has a day. But then I'm going through the list of all these wine holidays, and I'm like, hey, wait, why doesn't orange wine have a day? And so I'm like, well, that's not fair. Like, this style of wine can be traced back some 6,000 to 8,000 years ago. It's older than all of this. So why on earth doesn't it have its own day? So I found the website where you can submit for national days, and it's called the National Day Registry. And you have to write an essay and answer a bunch of questions as to why you think that this day is important. And so, you know, like I said, two glasses of wine in, I went ahead and I did it. So,
all right.
And I submitted it. Yeah, I submitted it. Months and months and months go by, and I'm just like, nah. I mean, nothing's gonna happen, because, like, you know, in life, like, nothing ever works out sometimes, right? So
yeah, that's right.
Literally a month, like, I never win anything. Literally a month before the event is supposed to go live, I get an email from Alice. Her name is Alice, and Alice is just like, hello, Amanda, in the email. Congratulations, your national day has been approved. And I really, my heart rate must have gone up to like 150. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I could not even believe that this happened. And then after the initial excitement, it all kind of like sunk in, and I'm just like, wow, wow, I founded a national day. Oh, wait, whoa. Wait, wasn't prepared for this. I founded a national day.
Yeah, what do I do now? Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So just wasn't expecting that. So the first year was kind of small, kind of low-key. I held it at Ruffian in Manhattan, and Ruffian is a wine bar that also serves food, pretty good food, actually.
Yeah,
good
reputation, yeah.
Yes, very good. And they have a tremendous selection of orange wine, so I felt like it was the perfect spot to host that event. And it was mostly like some of my family came and a writer from VinePair and a few other like wine blogger type people. So it was a small group. I had a great time. And that was the first year. And then
What year was that?
2018.
That was okay. So 2 years ago. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, I don't really know. Like, what should I do? Like next year? Like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I'll do anything. You know, like I was just like kind of not really sure of my place in all of this, if that makes any sense.
You created a holiday with orange wine and you're not sure if you're going to do anything with it?
Well, no, it was like, how do I explain this? Like putting everything together is a lot. And
yeah,
it's
work.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I am like one person. So I was kind of just like, oh, I don't know. I don't think people are interested. Like, you know what I mean? I felt like slightly discouraged for 2019. But then Gary from Bottle Rocket in the Flatiron District of Manhattan, he reached out to me and was just like, hey, do you want to do something for National Orange Wine Day? And I'm just like, yeah, sure. Like, it kind of just like fell into my lap because I was kind of feeling like a little bit discouraged in 2019, like not really sure what to do with it. So that was kind of great because it kind of gave me the motivation to start Virtual Orange Wine Week, which I'll get to in a little bit. So the second year, 2019, it was at Bottle Rocket. A few of the importers came and they brought different wines. Eclecticon, which is a Greek wine importer, and like two other, I do not recall who they were, but the wines were good. They were there. And then I also just had like a bunch of like free stuff for people, like coasters and different buttons and stickers and like things like just like fun things for them to take.
Cool.
And I think it was a success. And like a lot of people came in and out of the store and it was a lot of fun. So then after that, I'm just like, oh, okay. Like people are interested in orange wine. Like there is some hope for this. And I was like contemplating what to do next year. And I'm just like, you know what? I feel like a day is just not enough.
Uh-huh.
I think we need an entire week. So.
Cabernet Sauvignon only gets one day and Pinot Noir and Chardonnay only get one day. But now you're going to give orange wine a whole week.
Yeah, because it deserves it.
All right. Go on. I just, you know, all these wines, they only get one day, but this orange wine is going to get a week now. Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's going to get a whole week. But, you know, Cabernet Sauvignon is like a great variety. Orange wine is like covering an entire color of wine, just like rosé or
it
red
is
wine,
different.
Right?
So, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Extremely diverse. So you can't try orange wine once and be like, all right, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I tried we're good here.
I tried Cabernet. I know what that's like now. Yeah, it's orange wine. It's got quite an array of wines there. Yes, that's true.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you have some very interesting and almost, I almost want to say like primal-like wines. Like from the Friuli region. And then you have these kind of like bright, zippy, acidic, super fresh, you know, young style wines that are kind of like meant to sell like this year, you know? So it's super diverse. Originally, virtual Orange Wine Week. What now? Sorry.
I'm not to interrupt, because you were talking about it there, but, all of a sudden we're going to give Orange Wine a week here. So I understand your reasoning now. Go on. Sorry about interrupting.
So originally I wanted to do an entire week-long series of events in person, preferably within New York City area, but unless you've been living under a rock, coronavirus hit, so that just was not a possibility.
Put a big old halt on that real quick, yes.
Yes, exactly. So a part of me was just like, oh man, like I really wanted to do something this year. Like, let me think. Let me just go back into my turtle shell and like rethink things. So I finally was just like, you know what? Virtual events are a thing, and I definitely think they're here to stay for a long time. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And a lot of companies. Yeah, the PR companies are like, oh, join this virtual event. We'll send you the wine. Join this virtual event. We'll send you the wine. And I was just like, yeah, you know what? This is the direction we're going to go. So I lined up all the events. I contacted people to be instructors. I contacted people to host the events. I contacted producers and virtual wine shops. And I got in touch with Mateja Grabner and Jenny Francois. I'm sorry, Jenny Lefcourt. And I'm just like, all right, you guys want to be a part of this?
Yeah, we're all set.
So, it was a lot of work, but everything will come together next week. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be. These people you mentioned here, I have the panel list in front of me, but I'll let you say who they are and why they are important within the orange wine trade. Mateja Grabner, is it?
So,
she, go on.
So Mateja Grabner, she is the daughter of Jasko Grabner. So Jasko Grabner is the man who's credited with basically the renaissance of the orange wine movement. It went kind of dark for a while, especially with the Soviet control over a lot of these Eastern European countries. So that skin contact, that Kvevri usage, that is like a traditional thing in Eastern Europe, particularly Georgia. But then once Soviet rule happened, that you had the USSR, they were mandated to make wine a certain way or produce certain crops because that's what the U.S.
That's what Russia did.
That's just how they did it. So, they were still kind of like these underground winemakers who are still doing things the traditional way, kind of in secrecy. So the tradition was never truly lost. But it's just, if any of you out there are curious to learn more about this, there's a book by Simon J. Wolf. It's called Amber Revolution. And it really just, it's the story of basically wine as a form of rebellion and how orange wine came to be as it presently is. It's a great book. I highly recommend that everyone reads it. And Simon is also teaching the Orange Wine Masterclass.
The
trade panel. Yeah, and he's on the trade panel.
All right. I don't know if you know or not, but is Call It Amber available through any all outlets, or is it just through the author? Amazon and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's pretty well distributed. If you attend the masterclass, you also get the updated ebook included in the price of admission.
Oh, well, there you go. All right.
Yep.
That sounds good. And then, so you just mentioned Simon Wolf, who does the documentary and, part of the Amber Wine Revolution. Doreen Winkler is also an author.
Doreen's so cool. Doreen's one of my good friends. I literally was just on the phone with her like maybe an hour, yeah, like an hour and a half ago. But yeah, she's one of my good friends. She is what I like to call a natural wine sommelier. That is her specialty area. So she's a certified sommelier. And for quite a few years, she's had this dream, because she loves orange wine, to start an orange wine club, an orange wine subscription service. Yes. It's called Orange Glue. And you don't necessarily have to be part of the subscription to get wine through her. She has like one-time packages that you can purchase. And prior to COVID, she was hosting events on the first Monday of the month in New York City. Yeah, and they were like orange wine events, and they were really, really fun. So hopefully we can get back to that sooner rather than later.
Yeah, sooner rather than later. You're right. Yeah. It's,
yeah. So so because of her extensive knowledge and passion for orange wines, I mean, she knows a lot about the winemaking processes and everything, especially as a sommelier, you know, her knowledge of like what the consumers want, as well as misconceptions that consumers may have. I felt like she was so important to have on the panel.
And then Jenny Lefcourt.
Yes, Jenny Lefcourt is an amazing person, first of all. Like, she's just one of those people, like, you know how sometimes you're having a conversation with somebody and you're like, I'm not actually sure if this person is listening to me. Jenny actually listens to you. Like, she really does. Like, she's such an amazing person. Like, when you have a conversation to her and you're telling her something, like, she actually listens to you, which is an amazing, beautiful quality in a person, I think.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So Jenny Lefcourt is the owner of Jenny and Francois Selections. She actually bought her ex-husband's share of the company, because the two of them started it together back in 2013. So she is, she is it. She is the boss lady. And originally, Jenny, this was like a side hustle for her. She was in France getting her PhD in French literature and film, you know, living her days in Paris. And, she kind of got the wine bug, like I guess all of us here have.
In Paris, how can you help it?
How can you help but not get the wine bug? I mean, exactly. She discovered natural wine in France, and it, like a little side hustle, she vividly remembers getting on a plane with her wine and trying to put the wine under the seat in front of her to bring it back to New York. It started out pretty small, but it used to be just like a Paris to New York connection, and now you can get Jenny Francois Selections all over the United States. I want to say 45 states, but don't quote me on it. I think it's 45. Yeah, and she used to just do French wine, but now she's branched out to so many different natural wines. I mean, she has Austrian and California. She has donkey and goat. So she's really amazing. She's actually doing another event with us, with Blaine Ashley, who is the founder of New York Champagne Week and the Fizz's Females events. And it's on Tuesday, actually National Orange Wine Day. So Tuesday the 6th at 8 p.m. It's a $15 admission. And it's a really amazing thing, particularly if someone's a woman in the wine industry, because Jenny's story is just amazing. I mean, she is the first female importer, like, ever to the United States.
Really?
And arguably the first natural wine importer, like exclusively natural wine importer. So she's an amazing person. I hope some of these listeners tune in on Tuesday for that event. I'm really excited for that, as well as the trade panel Wednesday morning.
So the people you just mentioned and the fifth one on the panel, you, are going to do just one trade panel through Orange Wine, Virtual Orange Wine Week? Are you going to have numerous different events, or what's going to happen on the virtual Orange Wine Week?
So, yeah, Virtual Orange Wine Week, I think, is about 10 events right now.
Oh, wow.
Well, throughout, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. So about 10 events throughout the week. Do you want, like, the whole schedule?
Yeah, I'll throw it out there. Yeah. Let people hear about it. You know, I mean, you know, get people excited about this.
Yeah, okay. So for all the newbies, and I would say, you know, people who maybe don't have a ton of wine knowledge, I have an Orange Wine 101 class with Charles Springfield. Charles Springfield is a certified sommelier. He's an author. He's written 2 books, and he's also an educator with the Sommelier Society of America and recently featured in Wine Spectator. So
we love Charles.
And then our retail partner for that is MISA. So it's www.misa.wine. And that's a online natural wine retailer. It might be maybe a little late to get the wine unless you get it rushed. I actually was able to get mine in like 3 days.
But you're right there, though.
Wine. Actually, I live in Pennsylvania now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, moved. My husband got a job here.
So you're where now? I'm sorry.
I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania right now. Yeah, I used to live in New Jersey, not too far away from Manhattan, but I'm in Pittsburgh now for at least the next 9 months.
Okay. So, you were across Livingston or somewhere around there in New Jersey, I would bet. Then.
Monmouth County,
which, you know, is right there. Yeah. So you're in Pennsylvania. Okay. Well, you're still close, though. I mean, you can drive it and with a good tailwind, 5.5. Yeah.
Exactly. The tailwind is essential. You must have a good tailwind.
You must get it there. So Wine 101, that is being offered on what day?
Orange Wine 101 is on the 6th, which is the Tuesday, and that's $25 admission. And Charles will teach a 90-minute class on the orange wine basics. He'll also cover, like, wine basics, just because this class is really geared for people who don't have a tremendous amount of wine knowledge. And that's okay. Like, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. That's what this program's all about.
I love that. Directly following that event is the Denny Lefcourt event. It's called The Queen of Vin Naturel, and $15 admission. So if you just want to show up for the event, it's $15 to join. If you live in the New York City area, there are wine packages available that you can get at Henry's in Brooklyn. But it's not required to attend the event. And then we are going to be going into Wednesday, which is now my trade day. So that's all the wine trade events. So at 9 a.m. Eastern time is the very first ever virtual orange wine trade panel. And those are the people that we were
all the people
talking
we just,
about.
Very good.
And
that's it.
We're probably going to make that event like two and a half hours because there's just like so much to talk about.
Well, I can imagine each and every one of them could probably talk two and a half hours. So, you know, it may even go longer than that, I would guess.
Yeah. So I have to moderate. I have to make sure we keep a schedule and I will be the moderator. So that one's a good one. That one's free to join if you're in the wine trade. So if you just go to the website, you go to the trade tab, you just RSVP so I have your email and I can send the link. After that event at 2 o'clock is the Austrian orange wine event with Wines of Austria and Pascaline Lepelletier. She's that famous French master sommelier. She is teaching that class, and that's about an hour long. It's free to join if you're a trade member. It's $10 if you're a consumer. And then after that, but wait, there's more.
But wait.
is the online marketing for natural wines with one of our wine retail partners, Amisa. So that's at 4 o'clock Eastern time on October the 7th. Okay. The reason why Amisa is teaching this class is because their online marketing is amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Let me tell you, I see their ads all the time. They have like video ads. They have like the most adorable logo ever. So if you're a member of the trade, I got to give credit when credit's due. It's the most adorable logo ever.
Yes. Oh, by all means. By all means. Yes. Yeah.
No, but that's like marketing 101. Like you see, I noticed that, right?
If you have a good logo, then it catches an eye and people associate Nike and Adidas. McDonald's. Good logos.
Swoosh. Exactly. Nike. Swoosh.
Yeah.
So
good logos are important.
They are so important. So important. So definitely if you're a member of the trade and you kind of want to up your marketing a little bit, especially with social media, because social media is like so important now, that is a good one to attend. It's free to trade. Or even if you're like a blogger or a podcaster and you talk about wine, I consider you trade.
Okay, good, because I'll have to sign up for a couple of these. I was looking at these, and I think it might be interesting. And so I'll have to go in and sign up for these and listen to these things. Yeah.
And then after a long day of trade events, there is a trivia night. So I've partnered with a wine educator. Her name is Amy. And on her Facebook page, Amy on Cloud Wine, will be hosting the event. And it's like fun trivia. It's not meant to embarrass anybody, but we are giving away prizes.
Oh, wow.
So that is going to be a fun one to go to if you want to win some prizes.
There you go.
Yep.
And then there's no cost for that? No, it's on Facebook, so good. Yeah.
Totally free. Facebook Live. Yeah, a lot of events are pretty free or like low cost for the most part. Thursday is the Orange Wine Masterclass with Simon, where the admission gets you the ebook. It might be a little late to get the wines for this class. You could try rush order, and then the retail partner for that is Primal Wine. So primalwines.com, and they've been really great working with them.
Possibly local wine stores or something too might have some wines available.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I give the list of the wines in the event listing. So if somebody does have like a natural wine shop nearby, like me, I know there's a few in Miami, there's one in Orlando, there's a bunch of them in New York, Northern Jersey, Pittsburgh. Like I know they're out there. Not Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they're speckled all over the country.
No, never mind. But yeah, you know what I mean.
Yes.
Chicago. Sorry, that's what I meant. Chicago. That you can totally try and see if you can find some of these wines at your local shop so you can support your small business.
There you go.
But anyways, immediately following the master class is the plant-based orange wine virtual class hosted by Frances Gonzalez. And she's the founder of Vegan Wines and Despacito Imports. So what's a plant-based wine? Like, what is that? So basically, non-plant-based wines may potentially have animal products in the fertilizers. They may potentially use fining agents like gelatin or,
egg whites.
Less savory sounding fining agents that would not technically be permitted on a plant-based diet or a vegetarian or a vegan diet. So that's just like a little bit of education on that. And then it's completely free to attend. You just need to register. There is a wine package associated with that one as well that you get directly through Vegan Wines. Again, rush shipping, you may or may not get the wine in time, but there are some nice wines. I have them actually here at home. There's one from Chile, and then there's two from Italy. In contact, and I can't wait to pop those open, honestly. They look so good.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. And then we're still going. Friday, we're going to start to unwind a little bit. We have a Vino Vinyasa orange wine yoga flow. This is also free to attend and register, so we can kind of, you know, relax, learn about orange wine. The sponsor for this event is Scarbolo. Scarbolo is a Friulian producer. They make a lot of, like, Pinot Grigio, and they have a Ramato, as well as one with a little bit more skin contact than their regular Ramato. So Mattia, the son of the guy who's, you know, I forgot his name, but Mattia, he's like, he's the son. He's kind of like taking over like the business end of the business, you know, his family's business. He was in New York for a little while. I want to say on Wall Street, if I'm not mistaken, like finance or something. Yeah, he's a young guy though. He's really young. So he's going to be popping in for that and explaining the wines, and I'm really excited for that one. I could definitely use some yoga after all of this. like after days of this, I totally will need the yoga.
Yeah, wine yoga, that's always good. Always good, yes.
Yes, namaste for some wine. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we got to burn off all this wine that we drank all week. And on Saturday at 12:30 Eastern time, is the hashtag Earn Your Wine Workout with Fit Wino. She's a professional trainer, fitness professional, and she's going to take us through like a 20-minute workout on Instagram Live, so free to attend. And then for like the last couple minutes, I'll just pop on. I'll explain, you know, what orange wines are, you know, because a lot of her following, I don't think they really know too much about orange wine, so that's just another great opportunity to reach people and, you know, explain about orange wine and let them know that, hey, it doesn't come from the fruit oranges.
It comes from the white grapes. There you go.
Yeah, white wine grapes.
When I had my winery, I made an orange wine, though, a true orange wine. I would ferment oranges and blend it with white grapes and call it, you know, and it was orange. It was a light orange and had a hint of orange in it. So when you talk about orange wines, I immediately think, okay, it's not what I made. This is the other orange wine. This is the real one. So it sounds like an exciting week of stuff. You're going to be busy all week long on this, starting on actual orange wine day. And going from there, I noticed you were a nurse before you decided to change your whole life and become involved with wine, which it does not exclude being a nurse, but you know, I can understand getting into wine, but what area of nursing were you in? What did you do? And are you happy that you switched over and now are the real housewife? I mean, it just seems like a big switch there.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say that nursing is necessarily not in my future again. I'm still keeping an open mind about things. You never know what will happen. Right now, deep down inside of myself, I really want to I just want to pursue wine and I want to see where it goes. But I wouldn't necessarily discount from working as a nurse ever again. Because nursing is a great profession. My mom is a nurse. Hopefully she's listening right now. My aunt is a nurse. So we have a lot of healthcare professionals in my family, and, we all went through the ringer when coronavirus hit New Jersey.
I can imagine.
Yeah, at that time it was really hard. It was kind of crazy. But the type of nursing that I was doing was actually I used to deliver babies.
Did you?
And then and then I went to maternity. So that's like after the woman has the baby. And I really enjoyed working in the nursery too. Cause I mean, who doesn't like babies? Babies are great.
Yeah, really, you know, babies are all, you know, especially if you're a nurse and you can say, here, mommy, take it home. You know, I mean, it's just.
Exactly.
You know, that's the best part. Yeah.
But all the babies were beautiful and perfect and adorable. And no, I really did enjoy that part. But you know, I just had this. I don't know. It's like this weird calling. Like I had to answer. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just you know, you can be a nurse and enjoy wine, and I'm sure a lot of nurses do. But to say, okay,
oh, yeah.
I'm not going to be nursing anymore. I'm going to pursue wine, and that just seems like an odd transition, if you will. So.
Sure. It's not like I was working in media and PR for a restaurant and then decided to go to wine. Like this is like extremely,
yeah.
Like there's a lot of like polarity here. They're very, very different.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you what, a lot of the wine industry is not, it's sales and it's also, customer service.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And believe it or not, nursing is customer service heavy. Like people don't realize the extensive amount of customer service, give them the pickle type of training that I have had. It is insane.
I never thought about that so much. I mean, I can.
Yeah, and people don't realize that. And I've been on job interviews and I'm just like, give them the pickle. Like, do you guys know what I'm talking about? Customer service training videos. Like, I have been trained. The customer is always, always right. Yeah.
Yeah. And as nurse, I never thought of that because you don't look at nurses as that. But then when you start putting in the aspect that it is customer service, it really does fit. The whole profession really fits into that customer service category. Well, thank you for opening my eyes to that. I never realized.
It's part of the onboarding process as well as sometimes required training while you're working for an organization.
Yeah, because my mother-in-law lives with us, and she has home healthcare nurses come in, and it really is a lot of customer service when they come in here. I mean, the things they do is just, you know, the things they do aren't really hard or anything, but she loves to see them come in, and she loves to work with them and all that, and that's really, you know, just all the customer service aspect of it. Huh, interesting. So,
yes. A lot of people don't even make the connection. And why would they? Because nurses are just so good at it. You don't even realize
they're
good at customer service.
I never did until you just mentioned it. Wow. That was a quick education for me on that. Oh, very good.
Yeah. So if any industry people are out there and they get an application from a nurse, know that she has exceptional customer service skills. I mean, people are at their worst when they're in the hospital. Like they are not having a good day. And
no.
I think nurses, they're having the worst day ever. So for a nurse to be able to handle that with such grace, now that is some customer service right there.
That is, you're absolutely right. Yeah. It reminds me a few years ago, my daughter works for an airline, and a few years ago, she said, "Dad, I think I want to become a nurse because I'm getting so tired of the people at the airport." I said, no, wait a minute. Before you make that type of transition, look what nurses do. They deal with people every day and they're sick. So, you know, it's
they're having a bad day.
Yes, a big difference there. So, well, that's interesting. I'll have to keep that in mind. So, orange wine. This is seems to be the new thing here, and you're going to have to be sure it's on the calendars. I mean, I pick up calendars and I see National Cabernet Sauvignon Day, and I see National this and National that. You're definitely going to have to get National Orange Wine Day, or be it Orange Wine, Virtual Orange Wine Week, if they will do that, on calendars, because people are going to have to do it. And I will continuously, I'll make a note on mine so I can bring it up every year too. I actually, you know, I'll make a note of it here, and the next year we'll get you back on and have you promoted again.
Okay.
And
I'll come back.
There's no reason not to promote it every year. I mean, it's just, you got a lot of stuff there. Mike, is there anything that you would like to ask Amanda, or any comments or questions?
Something earlier you had talked about was, I have to make sure I'm close enough to this thing, that you were talking about biodynamics. And Ron, I think you touched on one of the guests that we had, and I'm not sure if you mentioned the name because I was looking him up. July, sometime, Rudy Marchese? Marchese?
Yeah. He was – he's –
from Demeter on here. And we talked for a show, and it was great. I think we both were kind of in shock after the show, thinking, wow, I didn't know that about, you know, biodynamics and all that. So as a question, I just want to throw that out there. Hey, Rudy. Okay.
Shout out to Rudy.
You know, besides the jealousy from the other, you know, single day wines that only have one day, where do you see Orange Wine Day or virtual Orange Wine Week, like any roadmap or plans in the future? Let's say 5 years down the road. I mean, are you planning on anything that you have in mind or where you want to see this go? I mean, how far?
Okay. So yes, I do have a plan for sure. So I would say my immediate next year plan, I want to do in-person events like I had originally planned, hopefully within the New York City market. The five-year long-term plan is I would like, you know, major cities around America to also get involved and host their own events that are either a National Orange Wine Day event, like an official National Orange Wine Day event, or, you know, part of the it would just be Orange Wine Week umbrella of events. So I have plans for a national takeover for sure.
Very good.
Is it always going to be on the same days, or is it going to change? You know, it's October 6th this year. Is it because of the day itself, or the date is pretty much reserved every October 6th now for the day?
So yes, the day is. So if you were to Google it, National Orange Wine Day, it'll pop up with the National Day Registry. So yes, it is a fixed day. It's October the 6th annually. Week was just kind of like an extension of it this year. I could theoretically reschedule the week, but I just felt like it was fitting and proper to just have it coincide with National Orange Wine Day this year.
No. Did you choose the date, or was that part of the they gave it to you when you asked for a national day?
So, no. I chose the date, and I'm going to tell you why. So, October is – I mean, it's kind of a given. When I think of October, I think of, you know, foliage and orange and pumpkins and things like that. So Yes, exactly. So October was a given. Now, the number 6 is actually very important because in traditional Georgian Cuvée wines, the grapes spend 6 months on the skins. Like the number 6 is important there.
So October becomes just because it's such a beautiful time of year, and the 6 is because it is 6 months on the skin, so we got October the 6th. All right. So that's a good reason for October the 6th. And there's nothing else happening around this particular week anyway, so that's another good reason. So you're not overshadowed by any other events or anything. So
no. I mean, some people might suggest that because raw wine is usually it's like that first week in November, last week in October, around there in New York, that I should have it then, but I chose not to because Black Lamb Imports, they host like a week of orange wine that same week, and I didn't want I didn't want to step on anybody's toes. I didn't want to, you know what I mean? I didn't want to cause any problems. So I called it virtual orange wine week this year. I had it a completely different week and everything. So just so there's no conflict or problems, or you know what I mean? Like, I want everybody to be friends.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you're looking at 5 years of being out there and doing this in person, but you've established this virtual Orange Wine Week. You cannot abandon your virtual events. They're there. You're establishing them. And so even if you do expand out to in person, you're still, I would think, still have to have your virtual events, if only just a few of them throughout the week.
Right. I definitely agree with you. And I do think virtual events have integrated the wine industry, and they're not going anywhere.
No, by all means, they're not. I mean, I've talked a lot about how, you know, the virtual tastings and everything are going on all the time now. So it's, and they like it. Wineries like it. So
yeah,
it's the new normal, it seems like, in wine now, in wineries. Any other questions, Mike? That was good. Any others?
I think I'm good. Yeah, everything's good. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. So Amanda, give us contacts, give us emails, give us phone numbers, give us any information so people can start following next week and tune in next week, can get a hold of you at any time. They can follow your blog, all the information that you want to throw out there so everyone can have contact or emails or phones or whatever for the listeners.
Sure, yeah. So if you are interested in any of the virtual Orange Wine Week events, you just very simply go to www.nationalorangewineday.org, O-R-G, and then under the events tab is all the events for consumers, and then under the trade tab is all the events for the trade. There's also a shop with like apparel and things like that. That's, you know, it's just something a little extra just to have. Yeah. And then there's also an education section. So I have like a wine glossary there, you know, information about biodynamics, what it is, more information about orange wine. And then there's like a few guest blog posts on there as well. If you want to contact me directly, you can email me. So I'm Amanda@therealhousewine.com. So Amanda@therealhousewine.com. That's my email address. And you can also follow on social media. So on Twitter and Facebook, I'm Real House Wine. On Instagram, I'm The Real House Wine, @TheRealHouseWine. And then the Orange Wine account on all social media platforms is Orange Wine Time. Orange Wine Time.
On Facebook and on Instagram and on Twitter. So
I might even have a Pinterest account, but I don't really use it.
Oh, okay. I have to ask, the Real House Wine, how did that name come about?
Oh, boy. I mean, there's kind of like a multitude of levels to that, but I only drink real wine, okay? I don't drink boxed Barefoot. That is not real wine. So, you know, okay, that is a wine product. So, yeah, that's one part of it. And then, like, you know, I originally it was kind of like a bit of a satire on the Real Housewives, like the
show. Oh yeah,
it's
obvious. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the logo, it's quite similar. But but yeah, I used to watch a lot, but not as much. I still do, just not as much. And please forgive me for having such lowbrow interest in entertainment.
No, it works, you know, as long as it works. That's great. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to, I mean, the first thing I did notice, it was the similarities between Real Housewife and I was going, well, was there a reason for that? But I guess it's
I guess now, coincidentally, I am technically a housewife because I'm not currently working as a nurse, so it's, I guess technically I would be a housewife, but I'm working pretty hard on
virtual
Orange Wine Week.
Yeah, I
am working hard.
You're working hard on this. So, to take credit where it's due. So, all right. It's been great. And I tell you, I am going to sign up for a couple of these. Orange Wine panel, I will get my RSVP ticket and tune into that. That sounds like that could be interesting, and a couple of others. So I'm looking forward to it. And any of the listeners out there, I hope you all take advantage of it too, because this sounds educational, just not because it's just orange, but because the knowledge that's going to be shared during this next week is going to be phenomenal. So anyone who's interested and wants to pursue some information and knowledge, this is a great way to do it. And do that. And Amanda, thank you so very much for taking the time to join us. It was very informative and a lot of fun. And I will definitely make a note here. Mike and I will make a note, and we will call you next year. And I'll be in touch next year and have you join us next year to promote the 2021 Orange Wine Week. So we'll look forward to that too.
Yeah.
Ron, Mike, it was an absolute pleasure to meet the two of you. Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time. I can't wait to do this again next year.
We are already looking forward to it, actually. And then, in fact, I might get a hold of you through email and ask, in a week or two, ask how this next week went and if you survived and all that stuff. So.
Well, that remains to be seen. And whether or not I survive. But.
Yeah, that's it. I just want to be sure you're still alive after next weekend. So, again, thank you very much. Have yourself a great evening, and we'll be in contact.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Ron. Have a great evening.
You too now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Where's our people are frozen in the back. There they are.
They were drinking.
Any Chardonnay growers or any Chardonnay or other wines that only have one day want to write and,
we will give equal time.
We will forward any of your complaints about not having a full week.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that's what I said on there. I mean, orange wine's got a whole week, and Cabernet Sauvignon, Chardonnay, and all these only have one day. I mean, so if any Cabernet Sauvignons out there or Pinot Noirs or any of those who only have one day, one equal time, then let us know and we'll give you equal time. Give you equal time. That was fun. That should be fun. I am going to check out some of those things. I'll have to put in my request for a pass. And
about it, maybe some of it next week. I don't know.
Next week we have a guest. The guest next week should be interesting. Let me find a little bit and tell you all, give you a little
tease. Oh, the co-director.
They are filmmakers. The day before the movie opens, it's Mark Johnson, Mark Ryan, possibly Michael Karam, who wrote the book Wines of Lebanon. And Mark Johnson and Mark Ryan are the co-directors of the movie Wines of Lebanon. And it's about making wine and growing grapes and all that during the wars and conflicts in Lebanon and how the winemakers did it. So it should be interesting. I mean, we get to find out what brought about the book and how the Mark and Mark, which should be fun. Hey, Mark, find out about who's in it and all that stuff. And it opens the next day. It opens at theaters on the 9th. So that's why we want to get them on the 8th to promote a little bit about the movie. So that will be on next week. So we are definitely looking forward to that now, too. So tune in next week for that.
Yeah. We will be on live at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Let me close out the chats here. I don't see anybody on here. All right. And unless you have anything else to add for tonight's show.
I do. I want to, there are wineries that are being affected by the fires out in Napa. I have not seen a list or anything of what the wineries are. If I do find them, I will try to post something on Facebook. If I find out a list of them or who's been affected, I will try to put it up on Facebook. But there are some wineries that have been affected out there from the fires. And so serious stuff.
Yep, definitely. Okay. We will close out the show for this week. And thank you all very much for tuning in, as always. And whether it's live or in the archives, we've got a lot during the archives, that's for sure. Quite a few. And then the ones that we don't even know about, it jumps up as well. But
yeah,
thank you again.
There was, I was just looking, and that. Like, we have listeners on different formats that we aren't even aware of. I mean, it's just amazing. So,
thank you. So. And if you connect with the show, you can call. You can email allaboutwine101@gmail.com. You can email us allaboutwine101@gmail.com. You can do that anytime, and Ron will get your email, and that's it. We're good.
Thank you for tuning in. Have a safe week, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, thanks.
This concludes the broadcast of All About Wine with your host, Ron. For show information, links to All About Wine on Twitter and Facebook, or to be a guest on this show, visit the show website at www.allaboutwinebtr.com. Archive shows are available for download on iTunes or on our show page at blogtalkradio.com/allaboutwine. Thank you for listening. Drink responsibly, and we'll see you next time on All About Wine.